My name is Samuel Green. This poem is called Street Vendor, Vung Tau, 1969. There's an epigraph from short story writer Raymond Carver. Eating is a small, good thing in a time like this. We pick him partly because there's a little shade, partly because he meets our eyes without a beggar's look, and partly because he's handy, set up between two bars that serve the local beer called 33, of which we've drunk too many in both. Two boards across his cart make a table braced by three deep bamboo baskets crammed with produce, and a fourth one filled with fresh baked bread, long brown baguettes. We order banh mi, the sandwich of the street. The boy is maybe 15, so thin he's lost in a short-sleeved white shirt, too big for him. Black cotton trousers belted tight, rubber sandals. His shirt has been mended by someone patient with a needle. Fine stitches fixing a rip above the right pocket, like my grandmother knows how to make. A little girl squats against the wall behind him, scribbling on a tablet with a pencil. Her pink tongue shows at the edge of her mouth. He pulls a baguette from the basket to his right, gracefully cuts it in half, then slices each piece with a homemade knife, the tip blunted like a sailor's rigging blade. It's said each vendor has a private recipe for banh mi, beginning with the base. This one starts with a sauce, garlic mixed with spices, a splash of soy, chopped chilies, basted on both faces of bread with a brush. From a jar, he shakes out pickled cucumber, then thick leaves of lettuce, shredded carrot. He slices both red and green peppers into rings spread all along the length. In a few minutes, he will wrap the sandwiches in newsprint stained with oil. We will pay him four times the price in piastres, all our loose change, and a couple dollar bills so that he will bow. To keep my sister with the nuns, he'll say. We will step back into the random slap and jostle of the street, the dance of the sidewalk, ranks of parked Vespas and Hondas, the stalls with their stench of hot briquettes, marinated meats mingled with exhaust, piss and vomit in the doorways, from which we hear that time is on our side, how good it is to be a Nashville rebel in the Monaco, the Starlight, the U.S. Moon, or Olympia bars. We will wave at girls in short leather skirts, smile at a pair of shy twins in Audis, one peach-colored, one light blue. We are on leave from the war for the day, sailors and civvies who want to be normal. In just a few blocks, we will hear a sound like a full sea bag tumbling down a ship's ladder. A soldier in camis with one leg torqued on the bottom step of an outdoor staircase, the other flopped at a wrong angle on the sidewalk, a dark pool spreading beneath his gashed neck. On the landing above, an angry woman in a ripped silk blouse will be shouting in French. We'll drop our food on the street, kneel beside him. I will reach for a pulse, but get pushed aside by two off-duty corpsmen who will shake their heads. Nothing. There will be nothing. We will catch the first jeep headed toward our ship, keep the story to ourselves. But here, right now, we know none of this. There is only a boy for whom the war means how to keep his little sister in school, make his clothes last, find enough clean water for family and garden, and work for those slender hands that take a fat red tomato from a basket and slice it with a knife whose blade is sharp enough to cut away anything bad. The fierce pride in his eyes as he puts our money in a box, then wipes the boards clean, the wet juices looking nothing like blood.